Hey human, it's Yeti. Welcome to Dane's Delight, your weekly Tuesday life tune-up from the POV of a Great Dane. Grab your snacks, get comfy, and unclench your brain. You look like your thoughts are sitting in traffic. So, small dogs, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I need to talk about it, because something is happening out here in the dog park, and I don't think anyone is addressing it. I weigh 148 pounds. Hey, I lost 2 pounds somewhere. There are dogs at this park that weigh 7 pounds. And somehow, I'm the problem. Buddy, you bark at me like you pay rent for that purse. Let me walk you through what happens. I'll be standing there, just existing, minding my own business, and a Chihuahua will see me from across the park, and I mean across the park, like 50 yards away. And it'll just lose it. Full meltdown. Like I personally insulted its entire family. And I'm just standing there thinking, I didn't even know you were here. The owner always says the same thing. Oh, he's just protective. Protective of what? A tennis ball? We're at a dog park. There's nothing to protect. I'm literally just standing here. And here's the thing. The smaller the dog, the angrier it is. I've done the math on this. Inverse relationship. You get down to like 5 pounds, and that dog has the energy of a caffeinated squirrel with a personal vendetta. I met a Pomeranian last week. This dog was the size of a baked potato, and it barked at me for, I timed it, 4 straight minutes. Didn't even stop to breathe. I don't know how it was getting oxygen. And the whole time, I'm just looking down at it, thinking, what is the goal here? What are you hoping to accomplish? Because if we're being honest, and I think we should be honest, if this went poorly, I could accidentally sneeze on this dog, and the confrontation would be over. But I'm the one who has to leave the park. My human always does this thing, where she scoops me up, well, tries to, I'm 148 pounds, so it's more like aggressive steering. And we walk away while the Pomeranian claims victory. And I'm thinking, I didn't want to be here anyway. You didn't win. This isn't winning. Here's what I don't understand. Small dogs have this confidence, and I respect confidence. But it's not based on anything. I just wish they'd stop using my leg as their TED Talk stage. I saw a Yorkshire Terrier try to intimidate a trash can last week. A trash can. The trash can didn't respond, and the Yorkie still acted like it had won that interaction. Meanwhile, I see a plastic bag blowing in the wind, and I need a full threat assessment. Is it dangerous? I don't know. Could be. Better keep my distance. But this Yorkie? Trash can. No hesitation. I think small dogs missed the memo that they're small. Nobody told them. And now they're out here operating with the confidence of a dog that weighs 90 pounds more than they do. Every time one barks at me, I feel like I'm being threatened by a fuzzy shoe. And the humans don't help. Because when a small dog acts aggressively, the human picks it up. And now, the dog is at eye level with me. Still barking, but elevated. Like it got a promotion. When I act concerned about something, my human tells me to be brave and makes me walk past it. So small dogs get reinforcement, and I get a pep talk. I'm not saying it's unfair. I'm just observing the pattern. Now I should weave in some actual Great Dane socialization advice that would be helpful. Look, if you have a Great Dane puppy, you're going to meet small dogs. It's unavoidable. They're everywhere. They're like squirrels, but angrier. Squirrels on espresso and unresolved daddy issues. Here's my advice. Start socializing your Dane early. Puppies need to learn that small dogs are just dogs. They're not squeaky toys. They're not threats. They're just small and loud. I didn't get this training. So now, when I see a Chihuahua, I genuinely don't know what it is. Is it a dog? Is it a very aggressive diddy pig? I'm working through it. Don't pick up your Dane when a small dog gets aggressive. I know you want to. I know it seems like the solution. but you're teaching your dog that small dogs are scary. And they're not scary. They're just confused about their place in the weight class system. Let your Dane be calm around small dogs. Reward the calm. Because the goal isn't for your 130-pound dog to play with a 6-pound dog. That's not safe for anyone. The goal is for your Dane to see a small dog and think, oh, another dog. Moving on. That's it. That's the whole goal. Now, if you have a small dog and you're listening to this, thank you, first of all. I appreciate you being here. Second, your dog does not need to challenge every Great Dane it sees. I promise you, we're not interested. We didn't even notice you until you started barking. And when you pick up your dog while it's barking at us, your dog thinks it won. You just gave it a victory lap. I'm not saying your dog is wrong for being protective. I get it. If I weighed 7 pounds, I'd probably be suspicious of everything too. But maybe, just suggesting this, let your dog learn that big dogs are not automatically threats. Because most of us are just trying to get through the day without stepping on anyone. I had a breakthrough last month. There's a dachshund at our park named Kevin. Kevin used to bark at me every single time. Full tactical assault. I'd walk in and Kevin would sound the alarm. But Tevin's human and my human started talking. And they let us just exist near each other. No interaction. Just proximity. And after 3 weeks, Kevin stopped barking at me. Now, when I see Kevin, he does this little head nod. I do a head nod back. We have an understanding. Is Kevin still suspicious of me? Probably. Do I still think Kevin is shaped like a footstool? Yes. But we coexist. That's all we're asking for. Coexistence. So here's what I've learned. Small dogs are not the enemy. They're just operating with limited information and a lot of confidence. Basically, they're Wi-Fi with teeth. Great Danes are not intimidating on purpose. We're just big. We didn't choose this. And if we all just relaxed a little bit, the dog park would be a much better place. Starting with fewer Chihuahuas acting like they're running airport security. That's it. That's the observation. This has been Yeti. Thanks for listening. If you have a Great Dane, a small dog, or any dog, really, head over to grdane.com for more observations, advice, and general commentary on what it's like being a dog. And Kevin, if you're listening, respect.